God's glory does not depend on your failure. We've been looking at this argument that Paul is making with this imaginary person in Romans chapter 3, and Paul pushes the argument further in Romans chapter 3, verse 7, where he asks the question, if through my lie, God's truth abounds to his glory, then why am I still being condemned as a sinner? Well, this is twisted thinking, and Paul knows that, but it's not unfamiliar thinking. It goes like this, if God gets glory either way, then what does it really matter how I live? And here's the answer. Everything matters. God is glorified in two ways, through the salvation of sinners and the judgment of sin. But that doesn't make sin morally acceptable. God doesn't need your disobedience to display his glory. He commands obedience because it reflects his character. 1 Peter 1:15 says, "Be holy because I am holy." Holiness is not optional. It is the evidence of a transformed heart. So to argue that sin somehow serves God's purposes is to misunderstand not only God's holiness, but also our responsibility. Yes, God can bring good from evil, but that does not make evil good. So don't confuse God's sovereignty with permission. Here's a way to pray this today. God, help me pursue holiness, not as a burden, but as a reflection of your glory in my life. And here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Garrison Orellana and his family are national changemakers in Peru, and also the Kinga Lifeword broadcast for the people of Tanzania.